The Prime Minister is trying to brush off attempts to embroil her own office in the Craig Thompson affair. The opposition leader Tony Abbott says the Prime Minister Julia Gillard must explain why her Chief of Staff inquired into the claims against the Labor backbencher more than 2 years ago. News Limited is reporting a call was made to the Industrial Registrar asking if an investigation into Mr Thompson had been launched. Tony Abbott says it shows Julia Gillard's known about the allegations against Mr Thompson for a long time and is demanding that she come clean. But the government's dismissing the revelations as unremarkable. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The latest chapter in the long-running saga has drawn the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff into the net. News Limited's reported that early in 2009, Ben Hubbard, who was her Chief of Staff back then too, phoned then-Industrial Registrar Doug Williams to ask if he was investigating Labor backbencher Craig Thompson. According to the story, Mr Williams responded that because of his independent statutory position, he couldn't provide any information about what course he was taking. The new industrial body, Fair Work Australia, is continuing the inquiry.
Look, it shows that even before the public knew, the Prime Minister was closely monitoring the situation. All week in Parliament, she's been stonewalling on this issue. And now that it's confirmed that she was monitoring the situation well before the public knew about it, I think she should come clean.
The opposition leader says it shows the Prime Minister has some explaining to do.
If she has nothing to fear, she should tell us the story. If she was looking into it in 2009, she was obviously aware of all of the implications and ramifications in 2010.
The Prime Minister's office says Mr Hubbard has no specific recall of the conversation, and Julia Gillard says she doesn't recall her office making the inquiry.
It's reported today my Chief of Staff made a call to the Industrial Registrar. I don't remember that, and that's unremarkable because the event is unremarkable. For a Chief of Staff to check a fact with a public servant is an unremarkable event. The matter involving Mr Thompson was first public in April 2009. That is, any Australian who had picked up the Sydney Morning Herald, which reported it, could have had that information.
And a slew of government ministers maintain there's nothing untoward.
Lots of rumours go around Canberra, most of them are untrue. So a staff member rings up a public servant and says, we've heard there's an investigation going on, is this true? Public servant says, can't tell you, and that's the end of the matter.
I also think we should really be clear about what's going on here. Tony Abbott is very angry that he didn't win the last election and that he is not Prime Minister, and he thinks to himself, if he throws enough mud, maybe he will get the job. That is Mr Abbott's motivation in all of this.
On the basis of a report, I understand Mr Hubbard rang to say, is this true? And it's either on the basis of a report or suggestions in Canberra, simply to ask, is it true? And that was the end of the matter.
That's actually been a story that's been around for a couple of years. There's nothing remarkable in it.
It turns out the opposition asked the government last year if Fair Work Australia had been in contact with the Deputy Prime Minister. The question was posed by Liberal Senator Michael Ronaldson. The reply in May last year states, the Industrial Registrar phoned Ms Gillard's Chief of Staff, Ben Hubbard, saying inquiries under the Workplace Relations Act had started, relating to the Health Services Union and one of its Victorian branches, and that investigations may ensue. It goes on to say Mr Williams said he wouldn't be making any public comment. The response also states the call was made on the 8th of April 2009, the day the allegations against Mr Thompson were first made public.
This morning, Mr Abbott told media that Fair Work Australia should bring its investigation to a conclusion quickly. And then Senator Ronaldson has said that the responsible minister should interfere in this investigation. Well, seems to me there is a world of difference between checking a fact and saying politicians should interfere with investigations and actions being undertaken by public servants.
Prime Minister Julia Gillard.